It's 64 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We do expect mostly sunny skies today with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Hard-right social media personalities are gaining power in the statehouse. A recent study from the Southern Poverty Law Center shows that these influencers have had more say in policy under the second Trump administration. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports.
As the White House legitimizes these influencers, more statehouses are listening to what they have to say. The SPLC report says former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines has been one of the loudest voices against transgender women in sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer in 2022. Gaines has inspired laws in West Virginia, Georgia, and now in Tennessee, all of which bear her name and ban transgender athletes from using the locker room or playing on the sports team that aligns with their gender. Gaines has also joined the Sumner County Library Board, where she's advocated for the removal of LGBTQ books. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
A man who successfully argued his way off of Tennessee's death row has died after a battle with liver cancer. Abu Ali Abdulrahman was convicted of murder in the 1980s, sentenced to death, and later moved to a life imprisonment sentence. As detailed by WPLN in 2021, his case drew heightened attention in part because Nashville District Attorney Glenn Funk struck a deal to undo the death sentence. That prompted a court battle with the state. The prosecutor's review of the case found what he described as prosecutorial misconduct and racial bias in the jury selection. The Nashville Banner reports Abdulrahman died Sunday at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. The city of Chattanooga is suing the state of Tennessee for taking over the city's airport authority. This comes just a few weeks after Nashville filed its own lawsuit. The General Assembly passed a bill earlier this year that would effectively allow the state to take over most of the state's airport boards, including Chattanooga's. Under the new law, four of Tennessee's largest cities would also lose control over real estate and other assets. Legislators argue the state puts more money into the airports than cities do, and that it should have some say in how the airports are governed. The Times Free Press reports the Chattanooga lawsuit complains about loss of local control. It says the effort happened, quote, for no just reason or cause, without any rational basis, and when the public welfare did not require or even benefit from it. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.